Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Schwab was just talking about the Eagles. He made a fantastic point. They're really, really good. And their defense is now playing at a Super Bowl level. And yet the story about them is their offense and the relationship between A.J. Brown, who pops off on social media, you know, more often than I change clothes, and their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who's been struggling a bunch. I've got a couple of clips here I want to play to set this discussion up. But I guess what I realized, and maybe it was an epiphany of sorts for me, because I've been saying, well, A.J. Brown's not happy, and it's going to kind of ruin the relationship between him and Hurts, and it's going to hurt the offense, and you know, it's probably going to keep them from getting to their goals if their wide receiver one and their best player on O, not named Barkley, is, you know, at odds with the quarterback. Maybe it won't. You know, maybe it does not matter that much if they don't get along. As long as A.J. Brown keeps doing his job and Jalen Hurts keeps doing his job, is it that different than any other workplace if you're not getting along with someone? Like, that happens. And I don't know that it is a big deal if A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts aren't seeing eye to eye. But here's the two clips I want to play for you. The first is DeSean Jackson, who effectively, now a head coach, by the way, at Delaware State. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
What an insane time we live in. But DeSean Jackson, who just randomly became a head coach this year, a very mature head man talking about the relationship, and he's saying, sounds like from what he knows, A.J. Brown is just not a Jalen Hurts fan. This is what he had to say.
I don't like to criticize people, but, you know, I'm a realist, and I got to speak the facts. I feel like he's brought a lot of attention upon himself. I think he's a hell of a talent. As a wide receiver, you should want the ball. But when you're in the instance where you're doing these gimmicks or you're out on social media or you're on Twitch, or you're saying all this, it brings more attention to you, right? And if you're going to bring the attention to you, that means you have to be on your game that much more. Your game got to be superior. Your game got to be top tier. And I feel like the attention he's allowed himself to bring to now, it's like it's a few passes that are thrown his way, one-on-one coverage, and he's giving up and he's not running full speed. Like, all that stuff you probably could have got away with if you didn't bring all this attention to yourself. But now, it's like we see it all. And as you could tell, it's something else going on. And I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. That it's not all about football. It's not about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks that I didn't necessarily like. And I'm going to just be honest. And when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
So the end there is really interesting to me, where Cliff notes, I know him personally. I shouldn't really say it. There's something else going on here. I personally have had situations where I didn't like quarterbacks, and when it's not there, it sticks out. He's telling you that he doesn't think, or maybe that he knows.
Right, here's something relatable to the current situation. Right. I didn't like a bunch of quarterbacks I played with.
Huh. But the bigger thing, the first part of this was him kind of talking about in the game against the Lions, he thought there were a few plays where A.J. Brown didn't either go 100% or didn't make the play he needed to make when all eyes were on him after popping off all week. But again, that was DeSean Jackson's take on that relationship. Now, again, this is all about the Eagles, so you know Jason Kelsey's going to be involved. He was on WIP, our sister station in Philly, and I actually found this context pretty interesting too, where he talked about being best friends with Lane Johnson. Of course, Kelsey was the longtime center. Johnson's been a right tackle there throughout his entire career. Kelsey was like the veteran leader in the room. And they went months without talking over a disagreement. Listen to this.
I think the quotes on Jalen, I think that there are frustrations within a team that build up continually. And I think Jalen gets a lot of the highlighting of that, again, because he's the quarterback. Me and Lane Johnson 1 year, I'll put this out there. Me and Lane Johnson 1 year at the end of Chip Kelly's career, Lane made a comment in the media, said something along the lines of, you know, we're the up-tempo offense is way too hard on us in practice, and we're working too difficult, and guys are getting fatigued. And I remember reading that, and I'm like, dude, and I went out and said something in the media and said, you know, what does Lane know? Lane's only been with the Philadelphia Eagles. How does he know what it feels like to do other practices? He's only practiced with Chip Kelly. So he's saying something and parroting something from what other guys are saying. And, like, to be honest, I think we're pretty pampered here in Philadelphia. And Lane then made another comment. Lane and I didn't talk for an entire offseason.
Mm. Wow.
Lane is, like, one of my best friends. Like, I love that guy. And this is part of being on a team. There are so many ups and downs. And, like, I've gotten into yelling matches with Jeff Stoutland, a guy that I consider, like, almost like a father. This thing brings out emotions and sides of people because you all want to win
so
bad.
The stakes are so high.
So I found that contextualizing pretty important and interesting, too. So I guess this is the question I've got. If this A.J. Brown-Jalen Hurts relationship is as bad as it appears, and Brown, who's, it just seems like he's constantly egging him on publicly with emojis.
Like, say every time you think it's settled, a new thing happens.
Exactly.
Right?
And now you're on a stream playing video games with some guy, and you're talking about how bad the offense is and drop me in fantasy. And even when you're not taking shots at the quarterback, which it feels like you're taking shots at the quarterback, that's the assumption. Like, the damage has been done now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't even say anything about the offense or your coach that isn't taken as a shot at the QB because you've done it so many times, and that has been the target. And now you've got guys that know you like DeSean Jackson saying in the media publicly, yeah, he doesn't really like the quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that something that inevitably derails you, or does it not matter that much?
It's not what you would prescribe for a team, but there are countless, and I mean this, countless examples of teams with internal conflicts, teams that, you know, had guys that either famous rivalries or flat out didn't like each other,
yes,
that had great success.
But in football, we hear all the time, like, the teams that accomplish, it's because of the locker room and
totally,
how special it was, and it's because of?
Oh, what's the word? You could say brotherhood.
Boom. This is not a brotherhood.
No. But again, I even in...
This is the city of brotherly love, but it's not a brotherhood.
Even with the Eagles. I mean, did Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens get along on their way to a Super Bowl to 4 straight NFC title games? Now, I know Owens wasn't there for all 4, but they couldn't stand each other.
But
Owens was doing the same act.
Accomplished more. They never won a Super Bowl together.
Totally.
And I don't remember how many title games they got to together, maybe one. If it was 2, then fine. But, like, I don't know. Could they have accomplished more?
Maybe.
Was Owens held back? Was McNabb held back? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I think it would have been better if it was a harmonious relationship where it's, you know, Manning and, you know, pick your 1,000-yard receiver.
Reggie Wayne
years,
or whatever.
Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. I mean, you go back to the 86 Mets where Strawberry and Keith Hernandez are fighting every month, among other guys. Kobe and Shaq hated each other while they were playing
okay,
together.
But I'm glad you bring those up. This is wide receiver and quarterback. It's not running back and guard. It's not linebacker and safety, which I comp more to basketball. Like, yes, we're passing the ball, we're moving, you're setting screens, I'm coming off of them, all that. But, like, I need you to throw me the ball, and on every play you have a choice not to. And when you throw me the ball, you need to make me right. And if even subconsciously your demeanor toward me suffers enough that kind of what DeSean Jackson was, I'm not saying this, but DeSean Jackson did, like he gave up on a play and just kind of stopped running or whatever, that shows up. I think the fact that it's receiver quarterback is a big problem for me.
Hmm.
Whereas if even if it was Barkley Hurts, yes, there's an exchange where you're handing off the ball, okay, whatever, but it's just not the same. I'm depending on you to get me what I need to be happy. I can't make myself happy without you. My entire well-being here relies upon you, the guy that I'm beefing with. That's not a good place to be.
No, again, if you were to pick on a binary, would you rather be there or not be there? You'd pick not. But it all depends on who's involved. And I know it may just sound like a cop-out, but to me, Jalen Hurts is such an adult. Like, he's going to do the right thing. Like, he's not going to turn down A.J. Brown if he's open just because he's mad at him or because the guy, like, said something stupid in the media. Like that's not who I think he is.
Right. Now, but if you guys aren't working together after practice for the 10 minutes, if you're not right. doing all the little things, you're not on the same page, and now he goes left, you throw deep, and it's an interception.
Totally possible.
And that kind of stuff has happened this year. Now, I'm not saying it's because they don't get along, but that is the question. Does it matter if teammates, and I'm not even going to say aren't buddies, because I think the answer to that's obviously no. But, I mean, on the field, they are not meshing. They are not gelling. They clearly don't see everything the same way right now, and it is being affected by their relationship. Is that fixable? Is it salvageable? Or are they just good enough in other places because you got Devontae Smith, because you got Saquon Barkley, because you've got a stellar offensive line, because your defense all of a sudden might be the best in the conference where it just won't matter that much?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.